Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We got all kinds of wedding talk coming up during the 7 o'clock hour, so stick around for that. But it's the Be Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE, Billy, TJ, and Hope. I came across a story that stopped me in my tracks because I thought, how did I miss this? Why isn't this like national news? And it turned out to be just dumb. So the headline, I'll just say the headline, Chase Bank closing all locations.
What?
Dun, went, dun, dun!
Exactly.
Really? Because I have my mortgage through there. I'm pretty sure I would have heard from them.
Right. They're one of the biggest banks on the planet. Yeah. So I immediately clicked on the article and started reading. And I believe it was an AI-generated article because they were closing for Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah. Does it say? It'll say AI at the bottom
AI
of it.
AI assisted with this
I didn't scroll
article.
All the way down, but at the top, usually it says the name of the guy or the girl who wrote it. And it was a one-name person.
Remember when news writing used to be like responsible, news writing right. was a huge thing.
That was clickbait.
Like there were editors that were like,
oh yeah,
what is your source? This, we have to be responsible. Now we're like, nah.
There used to be a whole building full of people at the DNC.
Yes.
I don't know how many are left now. It looks like not a lot, but you're right. It used to be a responsibility to inform the public. And now it's just like click, click, click. Clickety click.
Like AI is great if we want to like, you know, touch up photos or, you know, do whatever.
Well, even for grammar and stuff like that. Okay. Right. Somebody messed up while they're, but that was clearly.
But to be like, here, you just handle this.
Yeah.
And I also want to say, I can't take the AI babies on TV anymore.
Oh my God. They're so creepy.
Can we all agree? Okay. So we're not going to let AI write the news, or can we just stop with the AI babies? Because the baby's talking about what, New York State Health or something?
Yeah.
I can't.
Terry Clifford keeps tagging me in those videos,
it's
and I don't
terrifying.
Know why. I don't think they're funny at all.
She keeps tagging you?
She keeps tagging me on them. There's one where there's George Jones as a baby.
Oh my gosh.
They have like full sets of teeth.
Yeah, they're kind of creepy.
So
it creeps me out. Like, it's unsettling. So, I'm going to say it. Let's do something. It's unsettling.
There, I said it.
There, I said it.
I am getting people sending me songs. And there's a person in town who sent me a song, DM'd me a song. My husband wrote this. Give this a listen. What do you think? And about 10 seconds in, I was like, this is AI.
Wow, really?
It was just painfully obvious. And there's a certain production level. Like you hear stuff from Nashville or New York or LA. It's a certain level of polished. And this thing was pristine and perfect. My husband made this on his computer. And I went, So I went and listened to it. And then I clicked through his profile and every song had a different style and a different vocalist on it. And it was all AI. Everything about it was AI. The voice, the writing, the composition, everything about it was AI. And I'm like, thanks, no thanks.
Is that the direction it's heading? It can't be, right?
There's an app. Actually, there was an ad. I forget where I saw it this morning. There was an ad in one of my social media feeds that was to create a song in 3 minutes. And it's basically you just put in a subject and it'll spit out a song for you. You want a man singing? Gotcha. You want a woman singing? All right. This is an app that you can put on your phone now. So what does that mean for, I mean, we started with the news story. Did anybody even look at that? That's the thing that has me wondering, did anybody even look at that? Or are we at the point where it's just creating stuff and posting it?
Churning it out and throwing it on social media.
Right. So for anybody who heard me say Chase Bank is closing, it did yesterday for Memorial Day, but it's back open again. Hope, I am kind of shocked that you're one of those people. It's the Be Morning Coffee Club, TJ, Hope, Billy. Did you really leave it on there?
I've never been one of those people. I assembled new patio furniture this weekend, and I haven't taken the plastic off yet. My 81-year-old neighbor, because, you know, I live in an unofficial retirement community.
Yes. I think it's pretty official.
She comes over, and she's like, Hope, don't be so cheap. Take the plastic off those cushions. I was like, can we go more than 2 days without it raining before?
Did you tell her it was, like, your first, like, big girl new patio furniture set you've ever purchased?
Oh, I'm sure she knew, because everything else is from the garbage that's sitting there. It's like rusty.
Not from the garbage, recycled, upcycled.
Yeah. Vintage.
Curb treasures.
Yeah, it's vintage.
But set that up. I could not believe it was like 5 hours, my mom and I screwing all these individual pieces together. It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Kept going and going. But
isn't there something satisfying about putting it together yourself, Hope? Making sure that
she is not convinced.
Everything is tight and secure. And boy, now that's officially my furniture because I assembled it.
Look at the look on her face.
I don't know that it's more satisfying than me finding like garbage on the curb that's also already put together.
Hmm.
But it is new. But I am scared to take the plaster off. It's white.
Oh.
Why did you buy white?
What the heck?
Okay, so.
You got a dog. Yeah.
All of my furniture is white. My like couches inside are white.
That's true.
Not that I picked those out. Those I inherited. But when I was looking online, I was trying not to buy new patio furniture. I was looking on Facebook Marketplace. I've been looking for patio furniture for like 3 summers now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all like barely $100 less than new. And they're all sun damage. Yeah. And I was like, well, white cushions can't get any
whiter. I'm sure it's really pretty. I would leave the plastic on there. I don't know what she's talking about. I cover my couches still. Like, I have couch covers, and like we had...
Not plastic, though.
We had the now in-laws over after the wedding, and I was like, okay, you know what that means? And Steve goes...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We get to take off the couch covers. And he goes, I didn't even know what these couches looked like.
Well, the sun finally came out, and it sounds like we all did the same thing and spruced up the yard and put stuff out on the patio. It's your Be Morning Coffee Club, Billy, TJ, and Hope. I swear everybody in my neighborhood mowed the lawn at the same time yesterday.
Well, yeah, the sun came out and they were like, finally!
Yes.
It was so soggy. You should see the mud ruts in my backyard, though. Because you get all excited when the sun comes out, but you forget, oh, yeah, it's been raining for like days.
Mucky. Yeah.
47 days straight.
Hope, is this your first summer at your new place?
I moved in last June.
Oh,
so
okay.
My first spring.
Yeah.
But last summer, I had my patio set up with my garbage, curbside treasure, furniture.
Mm-hmm. Upcycle.
Listen, upcycled. Billy, 90% of my house is furnished with things from the garbage and thrift store.
Like, upcycled. Recycled.
I'm just saying.
It's not garbage.
It's not. It's my treasure.
Right.
But anyways, going through setting up, building patio furniture. And my mom's like, I think Duke would really like to sit out here with us. Duke, my dog, who's a giant. He's like the size of a horse. She told me I should rename him Moose this weekend because he's so big.
We got a moose in the building. You can't. That would be too confusing.
So she's like, I really think he should sit out here. And I'm like, he's gonna lunge. Like, he like goes as soon as he sees a squirrel. Like, I think he's gonna pull you down. She's like, I'm bigger than you. It's gonna be fine. I'm like, okay. So we get him. She's sitting with him. She's like, see, he's a good boy. He's fine. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, you got him. I'm going through, bringing everything else out. We got planners. And the last thing that I bring out is the ceramic deer lawn ornament that was my Meemaw's. Fits perfectly in the retirement community.
Oh my God.
When I was a kid, I loved this deer lawn ornament. So when she passed, they were like, Hope has to take the ceramic deer. So I'm going, deciding where it's going to go. He thinks it's a real deer.
Well, yeah.
It's barely a foot long. It's tiny.
Oh my
and it's
gosh.
Got antlers. I posted a picture of it on our Facebook page. And he goes after it. My mom comes barreling. And you know, like, your life flashes before your eyes. Like, I just, like, it's flashing before my eyes, like her falling. Thankfully, she was okay.
Oh my gosh.
So this weekend, there was an ad that popped up on, I think, my Facebook page of a leash. And it made me think of you. And it made me think how dangerous this leash could be. So it's a leash that they call it a hands-free leash. I don't know if this is new technology.
No.
But it's you literally just tie this around you
yeah.
and clip it. Mm-hmm. And it's around your waist.
Oh, yeah. That's how I walk him.
Yeah.
That's how you walk that dog?
Not
yes.
Yeah. Has it knocked you down yet?
No, I think it's better because it's more stable around my waist than my arms.
Otherwise, your hand turns purple with them pulling on it.
Mark the tape. That dog is going to knock you down with that thing wrapped around your waist.
He hasn't yet. He's been. I feel more like I'm going to be knocked down when I'm holding him with my hand.
Don't you think you're going to be looking off at the horizon and be like, oh, look at the beautiful sky over there. And he's going to see a squirrel off to the left and then pow, he's gone. You didn't see him react. You're going to end up being dragged by that dog.
I mean, yes. But you're saying like that hasn't already happened.
Stop the program here for a second. We have breaking news. This is, ladies, this is very important what I'm about to tell you. This is earth-shattering.
What's going on?
This is groundbreaking. On Friday, we are going to receive a call from a major celebrity.
Okay.
Biggest international artist, country, pop, calling into this radio station.
Shania Twain. No, we know you way. Love Shania.
Are you serious?
Shania's calling us on Friday!
Okay, wait a minute.
Shania!
Okay.
I need a second.
Did
Hold
you
on.
Get a spam email again?
No, this is for
you
real.
Click on a link. No. You know, they send those things out at work. So yeah. I have to test you.
Don't tease me like that.
If you paid in Bitcoin, Shania will call you. Was it that?
Did a prince email you, like baiting you that Shania could call?
Don't use my love for the Shania to ruin this moment. She's calling to promote her show at Darien Lake later this summer.
Okay. Oh.
So I got the email on Friday, and actually it's Nancy. I'll tell this part on the air. Now, Nancy late on Friday afternoon says, hey, nerd, check your email.
Mm-hmm.
So I go and check my email, and it's like, what time would you like to speak with Shania to promote the concert coming up at Darien Lake? And I was like, what? What? So
I say, Hope, we just stay quiet and see.
And just watch him flounder and fangirl.
I don't know. I mean, we'll leave it up to the listeners what they would rather hear. I would love to hear exactly what you would ask Shania and how you choose to play it.
Here's
cool
the problem.
With the biggest crush of your life.
I have no idea what I would say to that woman.
I get real stupid. We all have that one.
Well, you got Brantley.
We had Brantley, and it got to a point where the interview went way too long because I know way too much about him.
Right.
And I knew that his kids had just been baptized. And I knew all this weird stuff. He's probably like,
he's all creeped out about all this information.
So I've done it. That's why I'm able to make fun of you for it.
Hope, do you have a country crush? I don't know that we've ever gone down this lane with her. Is there a country crush that would make you nervous? I'll be honest. The only person I've ever been nervous around in person was George Strait. And he could not have been nicer
right. And
more friendly to everybody in the room. But for some reason, I walked into that room and I was like, duh. And we have been in a room with literally everybody else at some point in our career.
But when was the last time you were on the phone with Shania?
I've never been on the phone with Shania.
So this is a first.
I've been in a room
with
her.
This is going to be awesome. What if you start doing your Yoda impression? You just totally
nerd
freak
out
and space out and start doing weird things. And then you wake up the next day, you're like, did that really happen?
Hmm.
And it did, because there's a podcast to prove it.
We'll just have to discuss this off air then, won't we?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.